equipment on their bid response. And that's our recommendations for our de-icing needs for the coming winter.
Randy, do you have a spreadsheet or handout for us?
Yeah, I got one. I also would like to make a note that Central's our supplier we used last year, and their cost last year was $101.43 a ton, so they're quite a bit cheaper this year.
Quite a bit less this year.
Move to award rock salt portion of bid number 201605-343, primary to Central Salt LLC, $78.37 a ton, and secondary to Gunther Salt Company for $115.80 per ton. And for the liquid calcium portion of bid number 201605-343, primary to Scottwood Industries at 89.2 cents per gallon, and secondary to Cycalco as secondary for cost of 90 cents per gallon.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I would ask for one point of clarification on regarding the contracts. I submit sample contracts and all the bids. I have been doing so for the last year or so. Normally, we issue I issue a contract draft to legal for the primary awarded vendors. Recently, I've been directed to issue a draft contract for even a secondary. Is that the desire of the commission in this instance for these four vendors?
What do you do, Randy, whenever you go to a secondary vendor? Most of the time it's an emergency case on the salt. If you're going to get it, I think it's a good idea that we have a contract in place for something like that. Some of these other things that are not emergency situations, I don't know that that's totally necessary. That'd be left up to legal as far as I'm concerned, but on this particular one, I do think you ought to have a contract with a secondary.
Very good. Happy to do so. That'll be the new norm. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, guys.
University of Missouri Extension 4-H update.
So I just have to talk about 4-H, right? I have all of the reaching out reports for everyone. Nellie couldn't be here, so I decided I'd come here and present everything from our office. Of course, we had a big month for 4-H. We had the Livestock Show and Achievement Day. If you're not very familiar with Achievement Day, that's what we do in 4-H to highlight all of the non-livestock projects that we do in 4-H. And we haven't traditionally had a big livestock show or a big achievement day here in Taney County, but it was pretty exciting this year. We did it in Shadow Rock Park. Last year it was totally flooded out, if you remember that. But it wasn't flooded out this year, even though it was really rainy, if you remember last, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before. Some areas of the Ozarks got 4 to 5 inches, but we still had it underneath the pavilion there in Shadow Rock Park, and it was pretty exciting. We had a good day. We gave away almost about 100 ribbons and rosettes to the kids. So you can see from some of the pictures, we had a variety of livestock. We had a lot of great speeches and demonstrations and member judging. What Taney County did different than other counties throughout the state, we have something called member judging, which the kids are basically judges. And what they do in some of the other counties is they rank something from the best to the least. And, for example, they have horse member judging. And last year I got the member judging kits because I was new to 4-H. And I got the member judging kits for horse, and they had pictures of horses. And so the kids who were doing the member judging for horses, they had to rank horses from pictures. And the same thing with poultry. They had to judge 4 pictures of broken out eggs. And we just were not as thrilled with that. So if you look at this bottom picture on the front page, those are actually kids that are judging actual chickens the way that you're supposed to do that. And what they did is they ranked the poultry, they ranked the horses just like a judge would. They ranked them, they got a score for the ranking, and they had to go to our judges, which were students from College of the Ozarks, and they got a reasoning score. They received a reasoning score. And you see in that bottom picture as well, we have our livestock poultry judge judging our poultry show as well. So we had a very dynamic program that, even though it was a small program, I think is a really good program. So we did a lot of other things this past month, not just the livestock show. This month it's not going to be as much because I'm out of town a lot, but it was, I think, a really great year, and we're starting a good tradition. So you can see from the other reports, we have a new agronomy intern, Will Knuckles. He's helping out Tim Schnockenberg. Tim Schnockenberg's doing the Grow Your Farm program. We still have a lot of great Master Gardener programs. Vita has finished up, so Nellie is moving on to other things. Barb Beck is helping a lot with the new farmers markets that's going on in Hollister and especially in Branson. So if you do have any questions, just feel free to ask me. And also, if you've heard, University of Missouri has been going through some budgets. We have, I think it says, a 5% reduction in general operating revenue. So the last few pages really talks about our extension budget. So any questions?
No, I don't have any.
Good deal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Gentleman Wes is off this today, I think all week even.
Las Vegas.
The orders that are in front of you are, is the paperwork to the ones I brought mentioned to you last week. eight different orders there. Real estate. There's a letter in there from Mr. Smith Tossaint, I believe it is. They paid the taxes on these eight parcels on December 23rd of 15 on time. Of course, they would have received their bill about the 15th, or I'm sorry, in November of 15. They also received an impact notice because of the increase, because it went from residential to commercial. Smith sent in condominium letters on 4/26 of this year of 16. A lady by the name of Arlene Wolf came in our office on the 27th and talked to us about they had a problem with the notices going to their home office and desired for them to be sent to the Branson office, which we changed that for them. But all their correspondence had gone to, looks like, Lake Forest, California. Questions, if you have some questions.
For the record, those court order numbers are 202528 through 202535. Consecutive. For the year 2015, this is a timeshare and it's marked erroneous assessment.
Is it possible to tell us what they were appraised at or assessed at in 2014? Because it changed in 15, right? That's when they got the letter?
Yes, I don't have that in front of me.
Because I guess my thought is, you know, in a number of nights rented, well, just because it only rented those many nights doesn't mean it's not available those every night. I have a hard time for a timeshare place to be considered residential and not commercial. So I'd be willing to look at 2014 before any changes were made and see what was done then. Does that make sense?
Well, it's kind of two different issues. Brandon, the question you've got is a valid question. But the way it's been done for years is we've done these condo letters, and whether it's a big project like this or just an individual condo or two, they've all been treated the same. And the issue here is they failed to send in their condo letter, as y'all have seen on individuals lots of times. The one thing that's a little different in this is here we're coming in April of the following year after they've received a bill, paid their bill in December, and they've evidently come back and reviewed their work
or did they find a loophole to where, hey, and I'm asking, we only have to show that because we only rented out 7% of the year, so we don't have to pay for a commercial, even though it's available commercial the entire amount. We only have to pay for 7% because that's how many nights we rented it in 2013 or 14. So all I'm asking is I'd get that information, because obviously there wasn't a problem before they got the letters resent out. So whatever it was in 2014, I'd like to look at and know what it was then.
Well, we can get that for you pronto. I mean, it's there. I mean, mm-hmm.
I don't know what these guys want, but I'd like to look at that and know that.
Again, you're...
Some nightly rentals, you know, to be fair, some nightly rentals, like we've got, let's say I build a nightly rental and 3 months out of the year I want to be able to